From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. In Florida, fecal matter in the water is a problem we all live with. Bacteria from feces closes down beaches and worsens blue-green algae outbreaks. And the bacteria can be hard to get rid of because it can be hard to figure out where it's coming from. It might result from agricultural runoff, pet waste, or leaking septic tanks. A company in Miami has developed new technology that will make it easier to distinguish the source. WLRN's Kate Stein spoke with Mauricio Larenas, CEO of Source Molecular.
So the old technology, it was like, yes or no, there's pollution.
Yes.
And could it say what kind of pollution it was, or to what extent could it say?
It couldn't say at all what the pollution was. You think of crime, right? And imagine if your police force could only see that crime was being committed. They couldn't give you a sense of whether it was a misdemeanor or if it was a real criminal offense. And you probably want to know the difference. If all you knew was that crime was happening in a city and you didn't know what level of crime or what degree of crime was happening, that would probably be a concern to people. And that's what's happening right now with our beach monitoring. What the current technology tells you is that you have a certain level of pollution at the site. That's it. So we're developing technology that allows the public and the government agencies to know what the source of their pollution is. We're looking for a specific gene in water samples that is associated with waste, fecal waste from humans or from wildlife like birds, gull on the beach, or from pet waste.
So how could this help as far as addressing specific problems, maybe say with sewers versus septic tanks versus other sources?
Yeah, so Martin County reached out to us recently. They went out and evaluated the upgrade of septic systems across their entire watershed. It was going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars to fix the entire network of septic tanks. They only had a fraction of the money available to them, and they needed to figure out how they're going to prioritize their infrastructure management. What they did is they used this genetic technology to prioritize where they were going to be most effective in fixing that infrastructure. And this technology allowed them to target the sites where the human waste was actually coming from.
So can you give me sort of like a cost estimate of the technology that's out there currently versus the technology that you're hoping to provide?
What we've estimated is it's a few hundred thousand dollars of manpower to build a lab. You need to have PhD level researchers on staff, and you need to have, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars of hardware. What we're doing is we're getting it down to a very low cost. We're hoping to achieve under $40,000 for the hardware, and we're hoping to get it so that a person off the street with 1 month of training will be able to do genetic testing.
How are you going to accomplish that? I mean, like, if someone like me came in and I have no background in this, how can a person with just 1 month of experience be able to do something as complicated as, or is that proprietary? Like,
so as an example, our current test method is 11 pages long to do the genetic analysis. Our scientists, one of which recently is a Berkeley graduate in bioengineering, is turning that 11-page template into a five-option website. You choose five things, and the robot will do everything for you. I can show you, actually. Probably good to show you in person, because you can run that sample.
All I do is select the number of specimens and a few other options in a computer program. I press start, and a robot begins filling small tubes with mixes of different solutions.
And what this is doing is it's automating the entire workflow of setting up the experiment.
Later on, genetic testing will determine where the fecal bacteria comes from, and that'll help communities know how to get rid of it.
That was WLRN's Kate Stein speaking with Mauricio Larenas, CEO of Source Molecular. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei.